This is broadcast number 9 in the 158 Regimental Combat Team series for KTAR Phoenix. We bring you two more Arizonans from the 158 Regimental Combat Team in the Legazpi area in southern Luzon. These boys escaped our dragnet earlier, with the result that now I'm going to be able to give you a summary broadcast briefing the entire portion of my visit with the 158 and interviewing very briefly these fellows from home and giving them an opportunity to speak to you personally. First, I think we'll hear from Manuel Marino Caballeros. Manuel Marino Caballeros, that's quite a name. General Delivery, Patagonia, Arizona. And he'd like to have his sister notified, D-E-L-I-A, Delia, D-E-L-I-A, Caballeros, C-A-B-A-L-L-E-R-O-S. Manuel, how have you been getting along?
Fine, sir.
Have you had any bad luck at all?
No, sir. Fine.
How long have you been over here, Manuel?
15 months.
Does it seem like an awful long time?
No, it seems very long time.
What are you doing with the regiment?
Well, I'm in the military, and I'm a machine gunner in 147.
Oh, that's right. You are with the 147th Field Artillery, which happens to be the artillery supporting unit for the 158. Do you find that interesting work?
Well, quite a bit, but I like it some.
Well, that's fine. Have you been in the field a good deal? You came in on the Legazpi landing, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And you're sure you haven't had any bad luck?
No, sir, not at all.
Do you have any family at home other than your sister?
I've got some other sisters there, but I don't write to them anymore.
Well, why don't you give this sister of yours a little personal greeting? I think she'd appreciate hearing something from you. Tell her hello and tell her how you feel.
Well, I hope that she's in the very best of health and wish her the best of everything that God can give her. She'll be here for me very soon.
Well, that's fine. Thank you very much, Manuel. Most of our boys are very reluctant to speak out when they're talking on these microphones. When we push them right up close to their mouths, they seem to feel that a very low tone of voice will be sufficient to carry it. But they do pretty well, and I'm positive that those of you who have heard Manuel Marino Caballeros, whose sister is Delia Caballeros, General Delivery, Patagonia, Arizona, will appreciate the fact that he's not an expert at broadcasting, but is a better hand in the business of supporting the 158 through the 147th Field Artillery. And now we have Lieutenant John P. Diaz, I think that's the way we say it, 121 South 21st Avenue, Phoenix. He would like very much to have Mrs. Diaz, whose picture, along with the 2-year-old son, I believe, appeared in the Gazette not too very long ago. He'd like to have them notified, and the address I've given you is the one. Lieutenant, how long has it been since you were home?
15 months.
And I believe you told me you hadn't seen the youngster.
No, I haven't seen him. I'd like to, though.
What's the name of the boy?
Same as the old man.
Oh, a junior. I find an amazing number of soldiers out here with youngsters at home who go by the term junior. Do you think the next one might be a girl so you can name it after the wife?
Well, we'd sure like to have a girl.
Good enough. I believe you graduated from the Arizona State Teachers College at Tempe, did you not?
Yes, I did.
And in what year?
1942.
Did you graduate with the idea of becoming a teacher?
That's right. Never had the chance, though.
Well, has the training you received there been helpful to you out here in the line?
It has, very much. I've been working with the Philippine Civil Affairs, and training has helped me out tremendously.
Well, I should say then that the fact that you didn't get to go directly to school teaching after you got out might not be so bad after all. A little training in the field like this, practical experience, may be the very thing you need to top off your education, although you could do it more handily at home, couldn't you?
That's right.
What would you like to say to the wife and child?
I just want to say to little Johnny to take good care of his mother till I get back.
And you'd better have something for the mother, or she's liable to be a little incensed.
Well, how are you, honey? And I also want to say hello to my mother in Solomonville, Arizona.
Good. I think that takes care of most of the very intimate part of the family. That was Lieutenant John P. Diaz, D-I-A-Z 121 South 21st Avenue, Phoenix. Mrs. Diaz is the wife, and she's living there in Phoenix, and I'm positive that there'll be no difficulty in locating her and perhaps having her locate the mother in Solomonsville, so there'll be no delay in the listening. Now I want to summarize very briefly my visit here to the 158. It's been an experience that I will never forget. I've been disappointed, of course, in not finding more Arizona men here, but those whom I have found have been most appreciative of my visit. Getting down here was somewhat of a task. It is rather a long flight by plane. Fortunately, GHQ put at my disposal, and the engineer who is traveling with me, two Cub planes, and we had private pilots and private ships to come down to the 158 for the interviews which we have been presenting for several days. I'm particularly sorry that we were unable to interview Colonel Travis G. Wright of Tucson. I had a long visit with Colonel Wright yesterday afternoon, but matters of strategic importance concerning the 158 came up in such a fashion as to prevent him from joining us for our interviews, as was the case with Captain Alan E. Green, from Tucson also, and Lieutenant George T. Moore of Flagstaff. These gentlemen are all officers in one of the strategic battalions of the 158 Infantry, and they are working on a problem right now that prevents them from participating in our broadcasts. Also, we had a number of other soldiers in the ranks of the 158 whom we might have interviewed had circumstances been a little more favorable. We have Tech 4 Charles A. Addy, General Delivery, Chandler. He happened to be absent at the time we came into this area. Also, PFC Gilbert M. Ortiz of Oracle, Arizona, with Company B. Private Chico Marino, Santa Rosa Village at Sells, Arizona, was another boy with Company B whom we've missed. Private Gilberto M. Munoz, N-U-N-O-Z, I believe it's M-U-N-O-Z, my apology, Box 555, Somerton, Arizona. He is with Company H. Private Hugh M. Stevens of Company H, 1817 North Dayton Street, Phoenix. He's in active participation here with the regiment and regrettably away at the time. Staff Sergeant Chalmers J. Lawson of Wilcoast, Cochise, Arizona. He's with Company I. PFC Clark P. Tungavia of Palaca, Arizona. We found one boy last evening from Palaca, and I'm sure by now you remember having heard him. Clark P. Tungavia, it is with Company L. Private Raymond H. Smithson of Company L, Woodruff, Arizona. PFC Jesse V. Amado, Pima County, Tucson, Company L. Private Alfonso Rodarte, Route Number 9 of Tucson. PFC Manuel M. Olea, 744 12th Street, Douglas. PFC Silver C. Padilla, South San Francisco Street, Flagstaff, Arizona. And let me see, I think there are one or two more. Sergeant Louis J. Lucero, L-U-C-E-R of Holbrook, Arizona. And PFC Ralph B. Cardenas, 507 Elucid Avenue, Globe, Arizona. And I repeat, unfortunately, we have missed these boys. But we've done our very best to corner all of the Arizona men with the 158 who are available. And as I have repeatedly told you, the bulk of the boys who have made up the full strength of the pioneering days of the 158 have gone home, led by such fellows as Colonel Wood and others whom we might enumerate if time permitted. Let me report to these men who are at home, the 158 is beautifully situated right now at the very foot of Mount Mayen, the 9,000-foot volcano, which rears its head here just outside of General McNider's quarters, and the palms and loveliness of this spot is certainly what the boys needed after the Legazpi operation. As I sit here looking out across a riverbed, which is running scarcely more than a brook-like stream, which runs right by us here, incidentally, it's raining. And these two huge mountains that are just off in the distance here from us, perhaps 4 or 5 miles, are heavily covered with a mist, a sort of a fog-like, rainy atmosphere that shrouds the tops of them, but nevertheless we can see from the slopes of these hills what terrifically difficult country it was that the 158 had to meet in coming in here in the Legazpi area to whip out the Jap and secure this particular part of the island of Luzon. I'm very reluctant to leave the 158. Tonight we are going down to Legazpi proper, where I expect to meet a number of men whom I want to see before I get away. They are not Arizonans, but their names have been given to me by GHQ headquarters. I want to say again, it's been a real privilege to meet here with General McNider and his men, and I hope the coverage that we've been able to give the 158 has brought you a few reminiscences, a few reasons for pride, and a few reasons for adding to your many good wishes that have already been expressed for the future success and brilliance of this combat unit. As General McNider has told you, you can depend on the 158 to continue to carry on the traditions that General Tuthill and the boys of Arizona have instilled in the record for all time to come. This is Howard Pyle returning you from the Philippines to Fred McPherson.